T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's 8:23 right now, and we have set aside a little time here for speculation. Now, in 7 minutes, we're going to bring a guest on.
Cool.
Who's going to give us some juicy information about somebody very close to the Eagles family. In fact, the man is wearing a Super Bowl ring.
Nice.
But I would like, before we bring her out, to get more information. Oh, she's on the line. Oh, this is, I was told 8:30. I am very excited to have on a senior Division I golfer at Hofstra University, Allie, broadcast journalism major. She works at Golf Week of the USA Today Network. She has like 9 other jobs. And she spent Sunday and Monday playing golf with a former Eagles head coach, Doug Peterson. Avery Dobzek is online. Hi, Avery.
Hi there. How are you?
All right. I'm very excited. At 2-something on Monday, you tweeted out a photo of you with Doug Peterson. Were you with him Sunday or Monday playing golf in a tournament?
I was playing with him all day on Monday.
On Monday. All right. So you did you see Doug on Sunday?
Yes, he was at the dinner.
He was at the dinner at night. All right. So, see, where was this held? Where was this tournament, Avery?
This was the Leap Celebrity Invitational hosted by Josh Beckett and John O'Hurley to raise money for epilepsy at Lake Las Vegas.
Excuse me. Hold on. I might not have heard that right. Did you say that Doug Peterson was in Las Vegas last weekend?
Yesterday, yes.
Do you know that the Eagles were in Las Vegas last weekend also, Avery?
I believe there's no correlation, unfortunately.
Avery, I got to know a couple of things. First of all, did the Eagles ever come up while you were playing golf? Did that topic come up?
For a little bit, yes. I had picked his brain a little bit on his last coaching endeavor and what he had planned for the future.
All right. What did he say?
He definitely wants to keep coaching. He decided to take the year off. So come Super Bowl and that ending, that allows him to finally talk with teams. So that gets lifted as soon as those teams are done playing the season.
All right. If you see him again, would you tell him I know a job that could be opening up soon, Avery, right here in Philadelphia? Because the people that replaced him are not as good as Doug Peterson. Did he say anything about the people that replaced him?
Not exactly on specifics of who, but he definitely felt a little, I could tell he was a little missing them.
All right. Does he feel, as best you could tell, Avery Dobzek, was he feeling any vindication that the people that replaced him are not doing as well as he did?
He did not say those words, but knowing him, probably.
All right. Now, I got to know this because I know he loves golf and I know you are a great golfer. Who won?
So our team, we played a scramble. So our team shot a 59. We played really well. I think we were the lowest card out of the entire tournament. Wow. He's a great player.
He hits
the ball a mile. Yeah, we made a really good team. Him and I, he sunk a lot of putts. Had some ones that stayed on the edge and then ended up dropping because of the wind. So a little suspenseful on that end. But no, he was a great player. He was super fun. Our whole group loved him.
All right, and did you win a prize? Like, if you did that well, you probably got a big prize.
Since it was a tournament for charity, we got medals. Yeah, so unfortunately, not any cash prize or anything like that. But no, we did get medals. And then following that, there was a closest to the pin challenge. And if you hold it, you can win $100,000. I was about 6 feet away. He made the green as well, and we're talking 45-mile-an-hour wind. So there was only three people to hit the green. So it was me, him, and one other guy.
All right. We miss him terribly here, Avery. I can't tell you how much we miss him because the people that replace him don't have a clue what they're doing. And he is a very good coach. He was always a gentleman to us. He was a nice guy. I bet he was nice when he was with you as well.
Oh, yeah. He was very polite. And it was funny because one of the guys in our group was heckling me a little bit. And he was like, if that guy doesn't shut up. So he was kind of looking out for me as well. It was awesome. Cool.
You're awesome. And you have a podcast called Why You Suck at Golf?
I do, yes.
And is it just one reason or are there a lot of different reasons?
I can't see how you play, but I'm sure there's many reasons.
I don't suck at golf. I don't play. Al does, though. Al, you probably are terrible at golf, right?
Yeah, I know Doug Peterson. He's over at Laurel Creek. He's an excellent
golfer. Really good.
Yeah.
See that? And you're great. How long did you have to practice to be this good, Avery?
I picked up the game seriously when I was about 14. So it was either you get a scholarship to go to college or you kind of don't go. I was forced into the sport, but now I love it, and it has bred me a beautiful career in the sport and doing media and all that stuff. But, you know, even this last season, I was kind of on the fence, like, do I want to keep playing this? But, I really dialed in my game these last couple of weeks, and it has fueled my fire. I played an LPGA event a couple weeks ago, did really well. So, no, there's definitely more golf on the horizon.
Avery, you're awesome. Thank you so much for helping us with this story. Doug Peterson was in Vegas. Thanks, Avery.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.